That little voice in our head that tells us something is a certain way, when we listen to it, a lot of the time we're thankful, and we don't sometimes, we're sorry. That voice has a lot of wisdom. It's about our intuition, and there's a whole subject of something called intuition medicine. And we have an expert with us today whose name is Dr. Francesca McCartney. She has a dual PhD in intuition medicine and energy medicine. She's the founder and president of the Academy of Intuition Medicine in Sausalito, which offers a master's degree in intuition medicine. She's widely published in professional journals, lectures internationally, and now is the author of a new book called Body of Health, The New Science of Intuition Medicine for Energy and Balance. Welcome to the show, Francesca. It's nice to have you here.
Hello, Len. Thank you. And Vicki, hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming. Well, how would you define intuition? I mean, what is intuition medicine? I guess I would sort of think like predicting what was wrong with somebody.
Well, intuition is defined as a natural human sense that everybody has available to them. It's one of our senses. So it's the sixth sense, if you will. It's the smaller, quieter, inner knowing sense that every human being has available to them. And I believe in our society, it isn't given much credence. Therefore, not many people utilize it or incorporate it with the other five senses.
Or even pay attention to it.
Or listen to it. Pay attention to it.
I think we're discouraged sometimes from that because it sounds sort of like airy-fairy. But when you think about it, that little voice in there that kind of knows things, it so often gives you a direction to follow that's right on.
Yes. I believe our Western society doesn't give credence or validation to inspiration, intuition, and insight, and more validates and confirms linear thought and analytical thought. Thus, intuition as a natural human sense is outside of the box of acceptance in most of our universities, in corporations and businesses, in our daily Western life. People who tap into intuition aren't given much confirmation.
Well, we're talking about science a lot of the time, and it's hard to measure intuition. Now, I imagine you can, and I'll bet you know studies that have been done, but it's not the simplest thing to do because I think what happened is a few hundred years ago, we split medicine into two parts, and we got into this Cartesian kind of thinking. We gave spirit back to the church, and we went on with what we call science. And now what we're finding in quantum physics is we're coming back to the fact that they're one and the same thing, always have been connected, and can't be any other way.
Yes, you've read your history. science, a definition of science is to perform an experiment and have that experiment replicated.
Yes.
With the same or similar results. Mm-hmm. And there have been many, many research projects done over the past 100 years now that confirm that intuition can be replicated and that it has been tested. It can be quantified. It can be qualified in research laboratories. And
sure.
All you need to do is you know, go on Google and
this
and
is like
do that
going
research.
Over my head. Like, how do you can you analyze your intuition? I mean, to me, intuition would be something like, say, you're kicking yourself in the butt later because you didn't listen to yourself.
Okay, if we go back to intuition as a sense, a human sense,
mm-hmm.
there's a test for every human sense, is there not? For
yes.
There's a vision
yes.
test.
Okay.
There's a hearing test.
You bet.
And there also has been created many different types of tests for the human sense of intuition.
Oh, so what is
self-assessment
the test?
Tests. Tests on measuring the bioelectric field of insight, random generator tests that measure the frequency of pulses of the human body using
kind of like a lie detector test.
Yes, similar to that. There's really various and sundry tests. Now, in the work that I do with my students at the Academy, I like to call our work a human laboratory where we are doing human consciousness research. And that's a little bit more fluid research. We don't bring in machines to do measurements on their electromagnetic field or their biofield and such. But nevertheless, we are doing human research and we are working with the human body as a measurement instrument. And I believe, and I'm not among the minority to believe that the human body can be toned to resonate at a frequency that can be measured and used as a human instrument for picking up, sending, and receiving energy on an intuitive level, on an energetic level. So when we do our laboratory sessions in the academy, which is part of our classroom training, we have a specific protocol that that a student will follow with another student in a lab session. And we create, the teachers create particular outcomes for those students to achieve in order to verify a certain hypothesis that we're presenting to them to test that evening. Mm-hmm. And it's all done, you know, with a human to human, with a teacher observing, and then the measurement, if you will, of it is their self-assessment.
Can you just tell like a little story that would be an example of, testing somebody's intuition?
This is a level one experiment that we do in the classroom. And each time I set this experiment up, all of my students in the class groan because they say, I can't do that. I won't be able to get any kind of test results from that. And, you know, we just say, oh, come on, let's just have fun.
Do it anyway.
Let's just do it. Let's have fun. And so the test is to use your hands. Hands are very subtle detectors of energy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a body worker, you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you know how your hands are telling
Reiki
you
also.
Things.
Yeah.
And you do Reiki. Okay. So the first test that we do is testing the auric field around a person's body. And the aura is the electromagnetic emanation that comes off of the physical and energetic body. And the aura is shaped ideally like concentric circles that form a cocoon or a light or a frequency or warmth around the body.
And
around
by
the
way,
body.
That's very measurable.
It's very measurable.
The biophysicists talk about that, and they have a machine called the Korotkoff machine that does it.
Yes.
And I've worked with Beverly Rubik, who you probably know.
Yes.
On that, we've seen some dramatic things. Anyway, go on with your story.
Yes, but those machines are very expensive, you know, to bring into a classroom like mine. So we use
those doubting Thomases out there that might not believe there is such a thing, it's documented. It's there.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can do this in your home if you're listening to this.
Sure.
With a friend.
Okay.
After you have a friend to sit in front of you in a chair, you really do need to prepare by taking a moment, closing your eyes, going within, focusing on yourself, your breath, and then putting your attention on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And in the center of your hands are chakras, and chakras are energy detectors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all these machines that you're talking about have replicated this process,
yes,
actually.
Yes, they have.
Chakras open and close, dilate like the iris. And so you can affirm or visualize opening up, dilating your hand chakras.
Right. They even emit light.
Yes. Yeah. And it's measurable
by
machines.
Yes, we've done
that. Back to the human machine
as
measurement tool. So the person then puts their hands up and slowly walks towards the seated person, hands up about face level, until the person detects something.
Uh-huh.
We don't tell the student what to expect or what they might detect because we don't want to skewer the results or what they will perceive.
Okay.
Everybody detects something. Everybody. And some of what they will say is, oh, I feel a tension. Oh, I feel a magnetism. Oh, I feel a pulse. Oh, I feel a tingling. Oh,
heat.
I feel a temperature change in heat. And then once you detect the perimeter of the energetic field of the aura, then the next step is to keep your hands there and walk around in a circle, following that perimeter all the way around the body.
Wow.
And if a person is, you know, pretty grounded and in their body, they will have a full circumference of that tingling or that heat
whatever
or that pressure. And that is great confirmation.
You know, this is one of the things that they do with therapeutic touch.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, it's very similar to that. It's a spin-off on and incorporates some of therapeutic touch.
Now, back to your book here, Body of Health, The New Science of Intuition Medicine for Energy and Balance. Why'd you write this book, and who should read it?
Okay. First of all, the experiment that I just described is in the book, step by step. So if someone wants to try it, all the steps are there.
So it's a workbook.
It's a part workbook. I've actually broken it down into different chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Each chapter presents a theory and a hypothesis. For instance, one of them is the importance of grounding for health. And this book is focused on giving to people the information that I've been teaching for the past really 30 years professionally to people. How to bring health into your body on a daily basis, how to keep your the integrity of your immune system strong, how to be aware of taking care of yourself in a very simple way so that you can use your body and your intuition as your as you would become your own physician, your own doctor. So each chapter presents a theory on health, and I give citations on research that's been done, my theories on, for example, grounding, why it's healthy, why it's good for you. And then the second chapter, which follows it, is a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a step-by-step. This is how you would incorporate the practice of grounding in your own personal meditation at home. This is what you would expect to feel or sense or see. These are the benefits, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, that you would receive if you incorporate this practice into.
It seems good, too, that it would help a person to be more in touch with their body and what's going on. So many times we ignore symptoms and signs of, say, disease.
The body has an intelligence of health. It's already there. And if one taps into their intuition and uses intuition and listens to their intuition, that's the best pharmacopoeia that you can follow and the best direction that you can take to heal and take care of the health of your body. Because you know your body better than anyone does.
Does this book teach you how to use your intuition?
It teaches you how to use your intuition.
And anybody can do this?
Absolutely anybody, yes.
Does this
it's
have
very
anything?
Simple, very clear.
Does this have anything to do with meditation?
Meditation is the one of the strong tools that I weave through the book. And meditation means to heal yourself from within. So the premise of the book is to present to the general audience, anyone who picks the book up, how can I heal myself from within, rather than how do I go outside of myself to a clinic or a doctor or somewhere else to heal myself. You can do it within through meditation.
This has been a phenomenal discussion. Thank you so much for joining us today to explore this. This book, Body of Health, The New Science of Intuition Medicine for Energy and Balance, is a great way for people to test themselves, to find out that this intuition that we have is indeed a special sense, that it does work, and that it's something that anybody can do if they'll give enough attention to it. And you give the tools of how to do that. If anybody is interested in purchasing a copy of Body of Health, you can do that on Amazon.com, or you can contact Dr. McCartney at 415-381-1010, or visit our website at www.intuitionmedicine.org. So thank you again very much for being with
thank
us.
Thank you, Francesca.
Sounds
thank
like
you,
a
Vicky.
Wonderful
thank
book.
Thank you, man.